Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is Trinity Sunday. And Trinity means the Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Three persons in one God. It is supposed to be a most difficult doctrine to understand. Well, I don't think we need to go into it too deeply, but I think it suffices to say that the one God has looked after us in three different ways. He has created us, and we learn from the Bible that he created us out of love. He wanted Adam and Eve to be as happy in the garden forever after the fall of our first parents, and then we had to be redeemed, and we've been redeemed. In other words, we've been saved through the death of Jesus on the cross. This is God again, how God has come into our lives. And the third one is the Holy Spirit. He's continuing to sanctify us, meaning to make us better people and more like him, happier, wholesome, and alive people. This is what we are celebrating today. The very word Trinity is not found in the Bible. However, in the preaching mission given by the risen Lord to the disciples, Jesus commanded them to baptize people. And I quote, "Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." That's from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. All the official prayers of the Church, including the Holy Mass and the sacraments, begin with an address to the Holy Trinity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We are baptized, absolved of our sins, and anointed in the name of the Blessed Trinity. To make a sensible statement for all of us to understand, we only have to think about love. Love is the kernel of our whole existence and is very much involved in the concept of the Blessed Trinity. God is love. Love is God. Love is the story of the Bible. Love is why we exist. The triune God, in other words, the Trinity God, reaches out to people with love, seeking the deepest communion with them. So that's another way of looking at it. God reaching out to us in love, creating us, redeeming us, and sanctifying us. Pure love is not difficult to recognize. We see it in ourselves when we are happy to help someone, or we do a kind act for someone. Maybe it can be as simple as to speak to a lonely person. Of course, our love is never totally pure, as God's is. But it is reflective. Our love is reflective of God's love in some way. And once we give Jesus precedence, in other words, give him the first place in our lives, because he is the one who showed us tremendous love for us, as he exemplified on the cross, we are then in touch with the great love that is everything for us. Now, last Sunday, the Spirit was our focus. And again, that is the kiss of God in our lives. We are holding a treasure within that is the most valuable treasure that the world can give. So when we think of the Holy Trinity, the Blessed Trinity, we think of love. Theology tries to understand it. Saint Patrick picked the shamrock from the fields of Ireland because the one stem had three leaves, and convinced the Irish Druids that there were three divine persons in one God, just as the three leaves were resting and stemming from that one stem. they understood and they embraced the faith. For me personally, that is not enough. It is only when we put love into the idea that it suddenly makes sense. All we can say is, God, the Father, our Father, is present everywhere, but not seen. So I live in Him because the universe exists in Him. The Son, Jesus, is Emmanuel. In other words, God is with us. And so He is always with me. I live with Him. The Holy Spirit is the one who inspires us all from within us. And so the Holy Spirit lives in my heart. There is only one God. We live in Him, He lives with us, and He lives in us. But instead of intellectualism, we can approach it by being in the present moment, and it's all there too. For us to experience the oneness of God, who is unmanifested, not seen, but is truly the mastermind of every moment of our lives. And if we bring those moments into our consciousness, the more nearer we are to God. It's so comforting to be present to God in His creation, such as trees, birds, animals, fellow human beings, the elements such as air, fire, wind, earth, water, and of course light. We can only be one with that when we live in the present moment. Sometimes we live in the past or in the future. Sometimes the past in our personal history can have monsters fueled by guilt, anger, revenge, etc. In the future, we can be crippled by the fear in us, especially if we are sick and are in some terrific challenge. Fear overwhelms us. But when you live in the present moment, you have no fear, no anger, just present to the present challenges, such as trying to sort out personal problems, or the beauty of the sheer safety that is the moment you have just then. And then we know the God we are speaking about. He creates us and protects us and inspires us to sing aloud in praise of Him, the works of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm always surprised at how people are able to accept the difficulties of life, the challenges of life. And I don't need really to enumerate them, but just think of one, sickness, or even another one, a financial problem. Now, I'm always surprised at how people are able to accept and get over disappointment, or even get over being sick and being terminally sick as well. You'll find great peace in people who are about to die, which is the power of the Trinity. Again, love, the love of God, is the only way to explain that. May you all realize that the Trinity is the sign of God's eternal love for us and His reign, so that we are safe in His presence at all times. We thank God for every moment that we are given in our lives. May God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing.